Today on the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast, we are finally announcing our Yeti mug winners, doing some starts and some matchups. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Alongside me is Jordan and Samuel. I am your host, Trent. Guys, this is our last show before the big championship game.
Hey, I'm fired up. I didn't even make a championship game this year. I barely missed it in the semifinals. Sadly, my brother's making it and one of my best friends. They're meeting fantasy championship. What about you, Jordan?
In my one league, I'm in the championship. I don't know how I made it, but I made it. And I'm excited to be there. And it's a little nerve-wracking. It's a decent amount of money on the line. We'll see how it goes. I'm just going to play the guys I've been playing the last couple weeks and see where the chips fall.
Hey, good luck. I'm fired up. It's Christmas time. I'm hoping for a Christmas miracle. What about you, Trent? What are you up to these days?
Normally, I can't go to sleep on Christmas Eve because of Santa. This year, I'm not going to be able to sleep because I'm just ready for this fantasy football championship. I was in three semifinals. I advanced in one. I'm not sleeping on Christmas Eve.
Hey, that's awesome. I'm still playing for third place, so I don't know if that's like a loser statement or it just shows how much I love fantasy football. So hopefully our starts and sits get you guys through this week.
We got some news. We got a new sponsorship and we got a Yeti winner. And actually, we got our first Yeti winner. All right, our first Yeti winner, we got djpkingsburg@gmail.com. So, little DJ, we'll send you an email. If you reply, that Yeti's coming in the mail. So, unless you just don't want it, but hopefully you unspammed us. So, we got nine more of those to give away.
Hey, congrats, DJP. That's an awesome Yeti you're getting. You're going to feel a lot of hot cocoa in that. Maybe some Christmas apple cider. I'm pumped for you.
Hopefully you're in the fantasy championship. You can fill that thing up with some Bang or Monster and get you fired up. That you've already had some fantasy luck winning that, so your championship will be a lock with that.
Hey, these Yeti cups, they probably cost more than most league buy-ins, so thank us later.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to the show. Samuel, we got any dude news?
We have a lot of dude news. Since last weekend, a lot of news has dropped. First up, the Steelers. What was up with them on Monday night? They looked awful. How did they look to you, Jordan?
I don't know. The Steelers, well, the first issue with the Steelers is, what do we know? All the Steelers have always been known for what?
Running the ball.
They can't run the ball. Their defense, I feel like they're hurt, but they're getting a little healthier, but they're not the same team. Ever since, what, 3 weeks ago when the COVID thing happened, right? The Ravens and the Steelers, their game got postponed like three different times. They played on a Wednesday. I don't know if that Wednesday game just messed them up and they haven't seemed right ever since then. They can't run the ball. Their defense is declining every single week. They're a mess right now.
Yeah, I think injuries have gotten to them. Yeah, that Wednesday game might have messed them up. Maybe things were going too easy and they don't look hot right now.
I'm staying away from all Steelers. Last show, I talked about maybe wanting to play Ben Roethlisberger. I'm off. I'm done with him.
Hey, related to Steelers news, we have Juju. He's been dancing on TikTok on opposing teams' midfield logos, and that's messed up. I'm pretty sure I saw a stat on Twitter that he has more TikTok videos than yards receiving in a game this year. That's embarrassing. Juju, he hasn't proved himself yet. Juju, this guy is your typical millennial. He goes out there for the clout. He goes out there for the Instagram followers. He goes out there for the sponsorships. He doesn't go out there to win a game for his football team. Yeah, he says he does, but he doesn't. Juju, he's your typical USC Trojan. In it for the glitz and glamour, and he's not in it for the game.
Ouch. Do the Steelers re-sign Juju? Is this a contract year for him?
Hey, Chase Claypool is a way better talent, way better player, way better program from Notre Dame, Chase Claypool.
Well, I have a question then for you, Samuel.
Hit me.
Why did Chase Claypool play less than Juju Smith-Schuster?
Because Mike Tomlin is an idiot. First of all, Mike Tomlin, he wanted his team to stay inside for the national anthem. Mike Tomlin kept Alejandro Villanueva, whatever his name is, from standing for the national anthem. He ridiculed him. Mike Tomlin, everyone loves to praise him as a great head coach, but he isn't. He is not a great leader. He is not a great coach. He is just blessed at a great spot in Pittsburgh with good talent, and Mike Tomlin does not know what he's doing.
Well, these next 4 weeks are really going to prove your theory wrong or right, Samuel.
Yeah, and most likely I'll be right, because Mike Tomlin, he can keep his bug eyes on the sideline and keep losing.
Pittsburgh, what is he? Is he like the fourth coach only in their whole program history?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's been there for a while.
They're one of the best well-ran organizations in the NFL ever. You got Chuck Knoll. What's the soup lip guy whose lips always falling down when he's talking? Bill Cowher, Tomlin. They have some, how many other coaches? There's not a lot of other coaches on that team.
Did you say soup lip?
When he talks, how his lip light comes down when he's talking. And it's like, and then he's like, you watch the old NFL classics. He's like, hey, how about that onside kick? How about that onside kick? How about that onside kick? Halftime. You see that coming? It's, yeah, how about you win a Super Bowl, you moron?
I think he did win a Super Bowl.
He did, but he didn't win that one when he did the onside kick.
It's true. Hey, I'm just not a big Steelers guy. I think they're frauds in general. East Coast football, I'm a little West Coast biased, but Mike Tomlin, I'm not a fan of yours. Juju, I'm not a fan of yours. You guys keep dancing off into the... Go dance off into Cancun. I don't want to see you guys anymore.
So you're bashing East Coast NFL, but you're bashing West Coast college football.
I've never said anything bad about West Coast college football.
You just talked about USC football players only being in for the glitz and glamour.
Yeah, I don't want to claim them as West Coast. USC, I wish they'd move to Mexico or Guadalajara. I don't care about USC.
we are getting off of... We are falling off the tracks fast. Injuries, we got Cam Akers. We were calling him Green Akers on the show. He is...
He's out this week, right?
Yeah, the problem is you held on to him. If you drafted him, then you dropped him, and he was a big-time rookie pickup, and then he just lays an egg versus the Jets. You were hoping to have him for this championship. He might have got you a playoff win, then he lost you one.
Yeah.
I think you're just mad at Cam Akers.
Hey, I'm in that boat. Cam Akers, you're right. He won you a couple games, but then he just puttered out. Cam Akers, it's sad to see. He's like the Lakers. They're just soft.
What about Myles Gaskin? Is he out?
Myles Gaskin, I think he's back. I just got a notification a couple of hours ago. He's back. I wanted to have Salvin Ahmed as a start versus the Raiders because he would gash that defense. And you know what?
The gas man's in.
Yeah,
he's back. The problem is now is I think they'll probably still play Gaskin and they'll play Ahmed. So yeah. It's a timeshare thing there. And that's tough. It is a good matchup, though, for him against the Raiders.
What about this? No more Josh Gordon. He failed another drug test. How many opportunities does that guy get?
Hey, you and me both, man. I get how it goes. Josh Gordon, we all wanted to see you back on the field lighting it up, but you just can't get yourself
together. Definitely lighting it up. That's for sure.
That's true.
Poor guy. All right, no Thursday night football, but we got Christmas Day football, which is, like I said, if those of you are actually not seeing your family because you're masking up, you can watch some professional football. If those of you don't really like your families, you can still watch some NFL football. Plan your Christmas with the family you don't like as much, then you can watch a little bit of NFL football. Antonio Gibson, you guys think he's playing this week? He's got that turf toe.
You know, I have not heard much out of the Washington football team camp this week, so I would assume he is not playing. I think they have a plus matchup this week, and I think they're going to try and save him for playoffs because I don't know if any other NFC East team will be making it, so I think they're going to try and keep him healthy.
The Athletic reported Antonio Gibson was at practice on Wednesday, so I haven't seen an update about what his participation was, but he was at least a limited participant in practice. But that turf toe stuff can be nasty. Yeah?
I got turf toe once with my little cousins. We wanted to go get ice cream, so we went on a Razor scooter ride, and I went in flip-flops, and yeah, a mile and a half Razor scooter ride with flip-flops. I think I got turf toe.
That's right.
I was laid up for about 2 weeks.
At least you have one thing in common with an NFL player, Trent. You guys both got turf toe.
Well, and we're both over 300 pounds.
Panthers are facing off against the Washington football team. That's an easy matchup. The football team does not need Antonio Gibson to beat the Panthers, so I think he might sit out. If he was just at practice, he could have just pulled McCaffrey, just been at practice in his red jersey, running around, not doing anything.
It's a must-win game for the Reds, for the football team.
It took me 2 weeks to recover from turf toe. His is probably a lot more severe. He wasn't riding a Razor scooter with flip-flops. But then on the other thing, we got Dwayne Maskins. What was it? He went to a chicken strip club and without a mask on and he's in trouble.
Yes. Well, what's a chicken strip club, Trent? I've never been to one of those.
I think it's like Chuck E. Cheese or something. He was getting chicken strips and didn't have a mask on. Pictures are going everywhere. But yeah, Dwayne Haskins. Is he playing?
He could be starting.
Well, they don't care.
I think I saw something that Logan Thomas is the emergency quarterback. So we could have a Taysom Hill 2.0 down in Washington.
Oh, no. I actually am reading this article a little bit more, and we'll just say it's a chicken strip club, but this is... we got to keep it child appropriate.
We have a little bit of...
Hey, can I say something?
Do you ever ask? Why don't you just say what you want to say?
Okay. It's not about the chicken strip club. It's more about ESPN. They were going off on Dwayne Maskins. They're like, hey, You're going out, you're doing your thing, eating chicken strips, but you're not wearing your mask. ESPN is concerned about the wrong things. They're concerned more about masks and not what he is actually.
So, like, why are we worried about him wearing his mask? Instead, we should probably be concerned with the fact that he's going to the chicken strip club. But I don't know. People have different opinions, apparently.
Last time I checked, masks don't save you from STDs.
Oh, no. You should have said diabetes from your chicken strips, from your breaded chicken. Right.
Carlstrom931 at, I'm not going to say your full email, but you are a Yeti mug winner. I don't know who this guy is. Sounds a little crazy in the cabeza. If he probably like some crazy old trucker or something. No offense to our truckers. You guys make this world run. So we love you guys. Keep on trucking. But Carlstrom, you are a Yeti mug winner.
Congrats to you. Enjoy this mug. It's our gift for this Christmas, but don't get used to it.
Top 12 quarterback, top 15 running back, top 20 wide receiver, and top 10 tight end, which is so hard to predict, and top 10 defense. And actually, our starts, we're only doing starts today. Our starts are brought to you by our new sponsor, so go ahead and listen up.
Modern society has crumbled. Those who have resisted mandated government vaccines and microchips have fled to the mountains and dedicated their lives to learning Kung Fu. The most worthy fighters have been invited to a once-in-a-lifetime tournament, one that will determine the direction where the mythical kingdom of the crest will go. This Christmas season, watch Garrett Marshall's directorial debut on YouTube at 8 p.m. on December 26, 2020. The early reviews are in. 15 minutes well spent, gripping and engagingly beautiful, a karate chop slice of unapologetic action. Enter the crest.
Enter the crest. That is coming to theaters December 26th. I am a karate fan, karate kid. I just had a daughter. She might be a little Wendy Wu, but I am pumped for that. I will watch it.
That movie sounds awesome. Hey, movie theaters are closed. You can't go anywhere, but you can watch this movie in your home on YouTube free of charge. This is a great movie. Us co-hosts have gotten a preview. It's 15 minutes long. You would watch it twice. You would watch it three times. You would watch it four times. Fill up your hour.
It's rated G. It's rated G.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show it to the kids. They'll learn some kung fu. It's some good kung fu.
Yeah, it's definitely not something Dwayne Haskins would watch, but it's something you guys would watch.
Jordan, hey, what do you think of that?
I'm all for a movie where they're anti-vax and they go into the woods, and that sounds like a good time to me. Like, sounds like it could be something we all do.
I'm about ready to karate chop this table. Is this a
non-fiction movie or a fiction movie?
Hi-ya!
Non-fiction. Man, Samuel, easy with those paws, man.
Hey, sorry. I'm fired up over here. It's Fantasy Championship Weekend. A brand new movie is coming out. Let's get into our quarterback starts.
All right. Jordan, who's your quarterback start of the week?
My quarterback start of the week is Lamar Jackson against the New York Giants. I get it. That Giants defense has been playing really well. And so it's not the easiest matchup for Lamar. But Lamar the last 3 weeks, have you guys seen him play? He's starting to look like the old Lamar. He's starting to look like that
He's running.
That exciting, that flashy, that do-it-all Lamar Jackson who we all came to really enjoy watching play. So the last 3 weeks, he's ran the ball 13 times, 9 times, 10 times. And he's had 4 running touchdowns in those 3 games.
He does not need to throw against the Giants. I'm playing him this week, so I'm glad you like this.
So throwing, he hasn't been throwing a lot, okay? But he's completing 71% of his passes. So he's being super efficient when he is throwing. So in the last 3 games, he's completing 71% of his passes, and he's ran for 4 touchdowns. He's running the ball. He's throwing the ball efficiently. He's making good decisions. He's not looking like that erratic, undisciplined Lamar Jackson, like he didn't know what he was doing on the football field. He's really came back to life the last 3 games, and I think you can feel very confident in starting Lamar Jackson in your championship.
Hey, you said 71% completion percentage. You know what they say, C's get degrees. And I have a little kind of division question for you guys. We have the Ravens, we have the Browns, we have the Steelers. I don't think 3 teams can make it to the playoffs. Do you think the Steelers might find their way out of the playoffs with the Ravens and Browns?
Is that possible? Fire? What's all their records? I don't even know. They have 11 wins. Can they not make it still?
If they lose out, I think there's a way they aren't in the playoffs.
They're going to keep their foot on the gas.
I do know the Ravens have to win every game to make playoffs. That's
beautiful for Lamar. Yeah. Lamar owners. Yeah, I have Lamar, and I wanted to pick up Jalen Hurst, the guy I'm playing as Kyler Murray, and it's, should I pick up Jalen Hurst and play him over Lamar? I couldn't make myself do it.
Yeah, I think Lamar is going to be in Heisman mode these last few games. I love that start. Lamar, he's a great player. We are all bagging on him. Hey, he's not having the greatest year as last year, but he's coming in form. I think he got all the demons out of his system in that bathroom break versus Cleveland, and I like Lamar.
Yeah, I just think he's playing awesome football right now, and he's fun to watch, and it's always nice to have those guys who are fun to watch on your championship team.
J.K. Dobbins is only finishing. I don't know if he's finished within the top 15, even though he's done good. And Gus Edwards, I think Lamar's going to poach those rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I think Harbaugh is definitely calling those quarterback runs in the red zone more for Lamar. And hey, can we talk about another quarterback that runs for my start of the
week? Go for it.
Hey, you guys might be surprised. I bagged him a couple of weeks ago. I thought he was going to get demolished. I was not a fan. I thought he would ruin your team, but it turns out he might be a championship week streamer. That's why I am starting Jalen Hurts versus the Dallas Cowboys. You've seen the Cowboys defense. They look more like cowgirls, and that's why I think Jalen Hurts will go into Jerry World and tear it up. That's basically his second home stadium. He loved playing there in Oklahoma. He won Big 12 championships. He won college football games galore. That's why Jalen Hurts versus Dallas. And hey, the Eagles, they can find their way into the playoffs still. What do you guys think about Jalen Hurts?
He has experience in that stadium, but Samuel, you do know that the Dallas Cowboys had the number one fantasy football defense last week. That doesn't scare you?
They did get, what, half their points off of an onside kick return?
I'm being sarcastic.
You know what? Stats don't tell the whole story, and I think that's the case with Dallas Cowboys defense.
Everybody's on Jalen Hurts. I think it's a good start.
I love Jalen Hurts this week. The Dallas defense is horrible. They're not any good. They're not going to be able to contain Jalen Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts in starting him in your championship. And you might have some tough decisions with guys like Russell Wilson or Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Like
Russell Wilson, I don't think has finished within the top 15 since like week 8.
I love Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts on DraftKings this week too. Just a little preview there. And I think he's going to have a great week this week.
I think there's going to be a lot of championship rosters that win trophies, that win rings, that win belts this year with Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback. Trent, give us your starting quarterback.
Quickly, are you guys more of a trophy guy, belt guy, or ring guy when it comes to championships?
If I could have it my way, I would want a belt because belts are sick. But I have a nice big trophy for my league.
I think I'm a trophy or belt. Maybe what's wrong with all three? I win, I'm buying myself a ring.
Maybe even
and a belt. I'm getting a trophy. I'm buying myself my own stuff too. I'm that kind of guy. But before I give my pick, it scares me every time. We got Joshua M. Peterson, 03. You are a Yeti mug winner. Congratulations. We will email you shortly. And my start of the week, I almost wanted to start this guy over Lamar Jackson. I said last week, hold this guy. But Baker Mayfield, he has been dealing. And they're playing the Jets. And the Jets they're okay against the run. They shut Cam Akers down. So I think Baker's going to have to throw the ball. I think he's a lock to finish within the top 10 this week. He's thrown for over 300 yards in three games in a row, and this matchup's too good to... And you can probably pick him up and stream him. So if you have Russell Wilson, I want Baker.
Yeah, I like that start. Hey, maybe if you are a team that's an underdog in your fantasy championship matchup this week and you need some extra points, maybe face that Jets defense that isn't so hot and start Baker.
I like Baker this week, but I do think... Your fear, though, is if they get up really a big early on and they just hand the ball up to Chubb and Hunt the rest of the game. I do worry, though, that you're going to have to get really lucky with Baker. Not lucky is the right word, but efficient, right? His 30 passes, he's going to have to do a lot with those 30 passes just because I think if Nick Chubb bust off a touchdown early, you know, maybe he throws for one early and all of a sudden they're up 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. I don't know how much I love Baker in that game script, but if you get a game script where it's a close game, it's a touchdown game the whole game, I think Baker will have an awesome game.
I like the schedule. I had one league with Russell Wilson. He really dropped the ball for me. If I had Russell left, I'm at the point now where I would rather let Russell Wilson go off on my bench than take the chance that he's on, I start him and he gets me 12 points, 15 points. I'm kind of done with him right now for the year.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Russell Wilson's ceiling is that high at this point. So
especially against
like
the Rams.
Him. Yes.
We got a Yeti winner, and it is Flair 21867. We will contact you. You are our fourth Yeti winner of the day. We got six more left. Stay tuned. These Yetis, hey, just keep listening. I love that Yeti drop. It gets me a little scared. Gets me in all the right places. We might keep it forever.
That's a great soundbite. I don't know if we can turn that into a stud of the week type of sound bit, but that Yeti soundbite gets me going. Jordan, who is your running back start of the week?
So my running back start of the week is Leonard Fournette versus Detroit Lions. And look, Fournette's a weird situation because, what, 2 weeks ago, he was a healthy scratch. The coaches basically said, you suck. We don't want to play you anymore. You don't get the job done. We're going to play Dusty LeSean McCoy over you. And we're going to roll with Ronald Jones. So then what happens? Ronald Jones gets hurt. He has the COVID. He's also hurt. Ronald Jones is doubtful for this week. Most likely not going to play. Last week, Leonard Fournette jumped in that starting running back spot for the Bucs, and he played 73% of the snaps with no Ronald Jones, and he ran three times more routes than any of the other running backs. So he's the clear number one running back. He's playing way more. He's the three down back. Keyshawn Vaughn and LeSean McCoy aren't factors there. And on top of that, he's getting the goal line opportunities. So he kind of luck boxed two touchdowns last week. The reality is that the Buccaneers, they have Mike Evans in the end zone. What happens with Mike Evans in the end zone? He gets PI'd a lot. What does that happen? That gives the ball at the 1 yard line, and they show the tendency to just give Leonard Fournette the ball at the 1 yard line. And then on top of all that stuff, he has the best matchup you can ask for against the Detroit Lions. They give up the most points to the running back position, fantasy points to the running back position. They're 28th in DVOA against the run. It's an awesome matchup for Leonard Fournette. I think the Buccaneers get up big against the Lions, and they run the ball with Fournette, and he's probably going to get 20 carries. You get a couple catches in there, a couple goal line opportunities. I just think he's close to a must start in this matchup.
I think Leonard Fournette, he puts up at least 20 points this week. I think the Buccaneers put up 40-plus points this week. I love that matchup. Detroit, Tom Brady can handle him with one eye closed, one arm behind his back. I love that matchup. What about you, Trent?
Leo Fournette. That's what I've been calling him since he's left Jacksonville. He hasn't earned my respect to call him Leonard yet.
Yeah.
But Leo, it's the Lions. We pick on them. They're awful. I pick Stafford as my start of the week every week at quarterback. I think there's going to be points, whether it's a blowout or not, but I can't argue with the pick. With Rojo not playing, Leo's a solid pick.
It's a high total game. It's a 53.5 total on the week.
He should fall into the end zone at least one time.
I love that matchup. Fournette, he's going to be going all night long versus Detroit. And hey, do you guys want to hear my start of the week?
Sure.
Yeah. We want to hear it.
All right. Hey, I don't know if we've talked about this guy at all since the birth of this podcast. He's over there in Buffalo. They are playing the Patriots on Monday Night Football. No, it's not Devin Singletary, because they are handing this backfield over to Zach Moss. He is a stud out of Utah. He is their rookie running back, and they're giving him every chance to take the starting role. In the past two games, he's had 13 rushing attempts each with 80 yards each game. He's also had two touchdowns in those past three games. And guess what? The pass defense, they are down. They let Cam Akers go off. They let every running back go off. The pass defense is not one to be scared of, and I really like Zach Moss. It's more of a sleeper pick than a start pick. I don't know if championship roster is going to be fielding him, but I really like him.
Because I'm Mossy.
And he's bossy.
I can't argue with it. The weather's not going to be ideal for the Bills-Patriots game, right? And I think it's gutsy.
Hey, that's what it takes to win. He could be on your waiver wire. I don't know. Jordan, what's your take on this?
It's almost a 50-50 split snaps-wise there. And you have to hope that Zach Moss pulls off a big run, right? Like, he's getting that 30-yard touchdown run. Because when they get to the goal line, Josh Allen is right there he's another greedy quarterback we talk about, where he's either going to run it in himself, or he likes to throw those 1 yard, 2 yard, 3 yard touchdown passes to Stephon Diggs or his tight ends. He's always using his tight ends in the red zone. I don't know. I think
it's a statement game for the Bills.
Yeah, I just personally, I don't think I could go there. And if I'm in a championship, I don't know if I'm playing Zach Moss, but there might be leagues out there where he's your best option. And so I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think the start could be for the James Robinson owner. He may be injured, may not be playing. This could be the Cam Akers owner who may not be playing. This could be the Christian McCaffrey owner who's not playing. And guess what? I'm that owner. So it's been a tough year. And Devin Singletary, the last two games, his rushing attempts have gone down. He had 8 attempts, then he had 7 attempts. And I really like Zach Moss with those opportunities.
Okay. My start, I got Melvin Gordon versus the LA Chargers revenge tour. And the last time they played, the Broncos won 31-30. And I just think with this revenge game, Melvin Gordon, he didn't leave there happy. He sat out some games last year. He's going to get in the end zone. I think he finishes top 15. He's had a couple strong games to finish the year this year. So I think Melvin Gordon's a good play this week.
You know, Trent, I wish I could wholeheartedly agree with you, but I feel like you are in a toxic relationship with Melvin Gordon and Todd Gurley. I don't know what it is with these running backs with dreads. I think you're drawn to them, but I just don't like those guys this week. And Melvin Gordon, yeah, he might have a revenge touchdown, but that could be all he gets.
Jordan, yeah, you don't like it?
I will agree. I would go with Trent's Melvin Gordon over Samuel Zach Moss. It's a good matchup for the Broncos. And look, Drew Lock, he can't throw the ball. And I think
he's hit or miss.
Yeah, and Vic Fangio type of coach where he's not the type of guy who's going to get embarrassed out there and just let Drew Lock throw the ball 50 times. And so it's two teams who aren't that great with two young quarterbacks. And I think the Chargers have proved they're going to put up a ton of points. And hey, Melvin Gordon's being used in the pass game. He's being used. I've honestly shocked at how much they're using Melvin Gordon over Phillip Lindsay in the pass game.
He'll finish top 15, and it might be 14. He's startable.
I don't mind Melvin Gordon this week.
I think the Chargers defense, they're definitely vulnerable. I'm just not a big Melvin Gordon guy this late in the year.
Our fifth Yeti winner of the show, we have Zach Harvey. Sounds like a biology teacher or something. Zach Harvey, congratulations. Hopefully you're listening to the show. You seem like a... That name just speaks loyalty to me. Like, that guy definitely carries a big stick, I bet.
Hey, we should get him on the pod.
He's probably in his fantasy championship this week.
That name strikes me as someone good with numbers or something. But wide receiver star of the week, Jordan, who do you got as your wide receiver star of the week? This is gutsy.
All right. I am known for my Steelers wide receivers hot takes. I think I've proved that. And so this week, I'm going with Diontae Johnson as my start of the week versus Indianapolis Colts. And look, I get it hasn't. It's not the most ideal matchup. So the Colts defense, personally, I think they're a little overrated. On the season, they have good numbers. But the last 4 weeks, they haven't been good at all. They're giving up the 8th most fantasy points to the wide receiver position. And so I think they're a declining defense. And like we talked about earlier, the Steelers can't run the ball. So what does that mean? They are throwing those short dump downs. Big Ben is throwing the ball a lot, and he's not throwing the ball deep. He's throwing these 5-10-yard passes that turn into easy catches for Diontae Johnson. And look, I know Diontae Johnson, he had that weird week, right? So he's had high target games. He had 13, 12, 7, and 13. That 7 is that game where he got benched for the drop. So that's something you do have to be worried about. But I think you can feel very good about Diontae Johnson this week. It's a lot of volume, and I just think he's a target monster, and he's Big Ben's favorite receiver. And I love Diontae Johnson this week.
I think you are loving the wrong things, because you know what else hasn't been good the last 4 weeks? The Steelers offense. Big Ben, he's a shell of himself. He looks like a skeleton out there. I don't like this start at all. Hey, if you guys like me more than Jordan, don't start this guy. All right. I'm giving you a fair warning. I don't like the Steelers offense, especially against the Colts defense. Something's got to give, and I'll take the Colts defense in that matchup.
So the Steelers are going to they're going to move the ball. Like, they're not horrible. They're not like they can't. They're not.
They could barely
move moving it.
They could barely move the ball against the Bengals.
I could argue the Bengals. I don't think the Colts defense is any good at all.
So do you think they're not as good as the Bengals defense?
I don't think there's a separation there. I don't think the separation between the Colts defense, the Bengals defense, is as big as you think it is.
Okay, how big do you think it is? Because the Bengals defense...
My point is, though, is that whether or not Diontae Johnson... You talked about how bad the Steelers were last week, right?
Yeah.
Diontae Johnson, he had a really good game. He had a good game. He had a touchdown. He caught... I'm not exactly sure how many balls he caught, but he had 13 targets last week. So what has been doing? He's throwing the ball to Deontay Johnson. And so, like, we're in a PPR and a half point PPR, the volume's all you're gonna need to get you there.
I get your point. I just don't like it. I want to stay away from the Steelers. Trent, what do you think on this?
I'm not in love with it, but Deontay Johnson has been, every once in a while, he's just a flash in a pan and he's crazy. And then every once in a while, he drops, what, three passes? You just don't know your, he is the definition of boom or bust.
He's like Corey Davis for the Steelers.
Maybe bigger boom or bust than Corey Davis.
Yeah, could be.
High risk, high reward for sure. Do you think so, Jordan?
I think he's more consistent. I think he's more consistent. I'm looking at his game log right here. In a half point PPR, he's had 11 points, 22 points, 19 points, 8.6, 17.1, 6, and 15.9. So there's a couple duds in there, but you're looking at double digit 12 to 15 points almost every week. And I think what you guys are missing is the fact that he's getting, he has.
I don't hate it. I don't love it, though.
He's had over eight catches in the last four of the five games.
They have to throw to somebody, and they can't run the ball.
And he's their best receiver. I think he's their most explosive receiver. I think he's their best receiver. And for some reason, I know people love Chase Claypool, but they don't love Chase Claypool as much as everyone else loves Chase Claypool.
How many points, just from the top of your head, how many points do you think Deontay Johnson gets this week?
Over under of 12.
I think he gets over 15.
Over 15. So you think like a touchdown, 90 yards.
Yeah, so in a PPR league, over 15. In a standard league, maybe you're looking at more 11, 10 or 11. I think he's a much better PPR league guy than he is a standard guy. Standard league.
Okay, Jordan thinks he gets around 15 points. I think he gets less, and Trent is with Jordan there. So let's move on to my star of the week. I really like Rashard Higgins versus the Jets. I think it's hard to ignore this matchup versus the Jets. The last three games, Rashard Higgins, he's tallied 98 yards, 68 yards, and 76 yards. He's also had two touchdowns last three games. You know, the Jets, you can throw on them all day. And the Jets, they're good against the run. Trent was saying that earlier. So I'm going with Higgins. I think we mentioned it last podcast. Baker's a little better without Odell Beckham on the field. That's why I'm going with Higgins.
I like Higgins. He's available on a lot of waivers. So if you're a Keenan Allen guy and you're worried about him, I think if Keenan Allen's healthy, you're playing him. But if there's some injuries or Kenny Galladay, you can plug this guy in. You can find him and play him. I think he's solid.
Full transparency, I was thinking about starting a Chargers receiver not named Mike Williams or Keenan Allen this week. His name was Tyron Johnson on the Chargers because he's Herbert's deep threat. But I didn't want to give you guys that name. I think it was as risky as Deontay Johnson. Jordan, what do you think about Higgins?
That's risky.
I like Higgins. I think it goes back to what I feel about Baker, though. There's just a fear of how many passes is Baker going to throw. Is he really going to have to spread the ball around through the air? Or are they just going to hand the ball off to Chubb and Hunt all game? And so if you think the Jets can keep it close, Higgins is running the same amount of routes as Jarvis Landry. He's playing the same amount of snaps as Jarvis Landry. The targets are very similar. So, yeah, I don't mind Higgins. I don't mind Higgins.
Yeah, I think Baker will take a few deep shots this week. That's why I like Higgins.
Is Higgins or burner?
I think Donovan Peoples-Jones there too. He's a burner, yeah. But Higgins he runs those those middle of the field routes. Him and Landry will stagger their routes, and I like Higgins. I like Higgins as a player too.
It just matters: are they going to go hey little right up the middle, or are they going to have to throw? And I think they're going to have to throw. My start of the week at receiver. I said I like the matchup of the Lions versus the Bucks, and I got Marvin Jones. Stafford has to throw to somebody, and about three times a year, Marvin Jones goes off. I think he finishes within the top 20 this week. I really do. Stafford's going to want to play against Tom Brady, and whether the Bucks kill him or not, he's going to be throwing, and who's he going to throw to? There's Hawkinson. Swift hasn't really panned out like we thought he was going to, and I think Marvin Jones has always got Kenny Galladay's kind of vacationing at the Galladay Inn. What are you going to do? Marvin Jones is the guy, I think.
Yeah, I think
us might be able to pick him up.
I think us as a podcast right now are thinking this Buccaneers-Lions game is going to be high scoring. And if the Lions need to put up points, they're going to be throwing to Marvin Jones.
I look at Marvin Jones very similar to Deontay Johnson type of player where you're relying because he's going to get the volume. I'm looking at his last 4 weeks and he has 12 targets, 12 targets, 8 targets, and 12 targets. So he's consistently going to get the opportunity. He's going to get the volume. It's just a matter of whether.
Well, Carlton Davis is banged up with a groin injury. Yeah. He's going to play. So I think Marvin Jones picks up right where Calvin Ridley left off last week. You can't run on the Bucs. You got to throw high-scoring games. I think
the Buccaneers defense is another defense who I think is a little overrated. The last 4 weeks, they're giving up the second most fantasy points to wide receivers. So I think it's a I love the Marvin Jones call this week. I love it.
Thank you. I love it too. Yeti winner, we got Jacob D. Petey, 01. Yeah, you have won a Yeti, so that's six. We got four more left. Stay with us, folks. We got more Yetis to give out. Tight end, star of the week, Jordan, who do you got?
So I'm going with our old faithful on this podcast, Logan Thomas versus Carolina Panthers. And I know we keep talking about Logan Thomas, but I just don't think enough people are realizing what exactly he's doing out there and how, like...
He's a baller.
Yeah, and he's on the field, and what he's doing on the field, other tight ends just around this league aren't doing unless you're named Travis Kelce and Darren Waller.
Maskins saw Alex Smith use him a lot. Now Maskins is like, hey, I'm going to throw him the ball too.
So Logan Thomas is playing 100% of the snaps. He's had 9, 7, and 15 targets the last. He got 15 targets in his last game. He ran 50 routes last game. There's no tight ends in the league, like I said, except Kelce and Waller, that are running that many routes. A lot of these tight ends that are playing a lot of snaps, they're blocking half the time. Logan Thomas isn't blocking. He's running routes. And who else? Alex Smith, Dwayne Haskins, whoever it is this week, they love to dump those balls down on the tight end. And it's a great matchup. Carolina Panthers defense isn't any good against the tight end. The last 4 weeks, they've given up the fourth most points to tight ends, seventh most points fantasy points tight ends on the whole year. So it's a great match for Logan Thomas. He's being used in ways that not many tight ends are. If Logan Thomas is on your team, you need to start him. And there's a lot of guys, tight ends, that I would start Logan Thomas over.
If you have Gronk, this is diabolical, but if you have Gronk or if you have Kelce or I have Darren Waller, just pick up Logan Thomas so your guy you're playing can't pick him up. I've been doing some stuff like that. I picked up the Bears defense. I got the Rams defense. I don't know what I'm going to play. Just pick up other people's guys. I picked up Le'Veon Bell just so the guy I'm playing can't pick up Le'Veon Bell. I'm a fantasy jerk in playoffs.
How many roster spots do you have? Like 30?
Well, I don't, but I start dropping people I didn't need. All my handcuffs, I don't need them. What am I going to do? Play them week 17? I don't do week 17 championships.
That's true. Week 17 is for losers. I like that start, Jordan. And hey, a little rumor I heard is if Alex Smith can't play or Dwayne Maskins can't, Logan Thomas is their backup emergency quarterback.
You know he was a quarterback in college at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, he's like, other than Travis Kelce being the college, was Kelce a college quarterback or high school?
I think high school quarterback.
High school, okay. So then,
but Logan Thomas would have done better than Kendall Hilton for the Broncos.
Probably.
So. Well, I said last week that a lot of guys are going to fall into that Josh Allen, throw the ball a mile, this is our quarterback. Logan Thomas got drafted because he could throw the ball a mile. And look, he's playing tight end now. NFL GMs, Trent is warning you. Do not draft guys just because they can throw the ball a mile. Josh Allen is a freak.
Yeah, so we could see maybe a little Taysom Hill 2.0 down in Washington. My tight end start of the week is Robert Tonyan versus the Titans. That is our highest total game, the highest over-under game of the week. And I really like Aaron Rodgers to be focusing on Robert Tonyan to put up points versus the Titans. I think Derrick Henry is going to gash the Packers all day long, and the Packers are going to have to keep up points. And I think he's going to be looking to Davante Adams, and I think he's going to be looking at Robert Tonyan in the end zone. That's why I would like to start him.
He's only had three games where he didn't finish within the top 10. He's a good tight end.
Yeah, he's a touchdown machine. I really like him.
Yeah, I like Tonyan. It's obvious that Aaron Rodgers is looking his way in the end zone. We all know Aaron Rodgers, right? If he's only going to throw the ball to you if he can rely on you. And I think he's proven that he trusts Robert Tonyan, and I think it's a really good start this week.
I'm not going to argue with really any of Aaron Rodgers' targets. You say one of Aaron Rodgers' targets is a bad matchup or a bad play, he like takes it personal, and he proves you wrong. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're three dudes in a den.
Great. Trent, let's hear your tight end start of the week.
I got Dallas Goedert, and he wasn't great last week, but they're playing Dallas. Him and Hurts haven't quite got it figured out yet. A lot of guys say Hurts only makes the easy throws. I think he's start making those tougher throws over the middle. Dallas is the right defense for him to take advantage of the tight end matchup and start completing some of those passes over the middle. I think Dallas Goedert finds pay dirt this week. He's going to be a top 10 finish, I think, at the tight end position.
Yeah, I like that start. Dallas, he's going to be going off in Dallas. There's not much more to say than that.
Do you know why he's named Dallas Goedert?
I have no idea, Trent.
His dad was a huge Dallas Cowboys fan.
Wow.
Well, so he named his son Dallas Goedert after his favorite team, and now he's playing against the Dallas Cowboys. He's due. He has to score.
He wants to make his dad proud. It's something we all struggle with, so we'll see.
All right. With that tight end start. Yeti winner. We have Natalie G. Lawson. You are a Yeti winner. I didn't know chicks listen to this show or did fantasy football, but...
Hey, shout out to all our women listeners. You guys make the world go round. A listener's a listener. We won't count you any less than that.
Yeah, we'll give you a full vote on this show. I guess she's a dude at heart.
Yeah, hey, once a dude, always a dude.
We got some fan mail here. We got Alex Yabara wants to know, who do I start? Ryan Tannehill at Green Bay or Russell Wilson versus the Rams? Also, why do you call Tua Poi Pounder? Alex, poi is a Hawaiian delicacy that you eat. And I think they gave it to the Hawaiian gods. I'm not sure, not that I believe in that stuff, but I've been to Hawaii. I've had a luau. It doesn't taste great, but I think Tua was raised on it. So that's why we gave him the nickname Poi Pounder.
Yeah, I've never been out of the country, so I don't really know what poi is, but...
I think it's a root. Is that what it is? It's like a grounded up root. It's like purple looking.
Really? I thought it was
It's just really good. I know it's good.
You like it?
Yeah,
I didn't like it. I'm not a poi guy. I'm not a poi boy. But Tua is a poi boy.
I thought it was a fish. It shows what I know.
Are you starting Tannehill or are you starting Wilson?
That's tough. Tannehill or Wilson?
Yeah, I'm starting Tannehill easy. I think Tannehill all the way 100%.
But it's a tough matchup for Tannehill too. The Packers defense is a lot more vulnerable on the ground than through the air. But on the flip side, I do think they realize that. And so maybe the Packers defense concentrates on stopping the run, load the box, and that opens up a lot of opportunities in one-on-one matchups for Corey Davis and A.J. Brown, and Tannehill's proven he can get those guys the ball. And honestly, I would tell Mr. Yabara that I think maybe he needs to scour the waiver wire. And maybe there's something a little better out there.
Maybe Baker, maybe Jalen.
Yeah, if Jalen Hurts is out there, I would start Jalen Hurts over Tannehill and Russell Wilson in a heartbeat.
All right. Thank you, Alex. We will send you your dude sticker in the mail. Thank you for your question. With that, let's jump into our defenses. Jordan, who do you got for your defensive start of the week?
Yeah, my defense start of the week is the Cleveland Browns against the New York Jets. And we talked a lot about the Browns on this pod. But that's all we talk about. And my philosophy with defenses, I'm looking for defenses playing quarterbacks who are going to turn the ball over and against offensive lines who give up a lot of sacks. And the Jets are allowing their quarterback to get sacked almost 3 times a game. And they're playing Sam Darnold. And I know Sam Darnold's maybe played a little better recently. I'm not a believer in Sam Darnold. I just don't think he's any good. He makes questionable throws. And I think that leaves the Browns in a position to get some turnovers, maybe a pick six there, a lot of sacks. And that's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. That's all I can ask for in my defense.
I like that start. Samuel, who's your defensive start?
My defense start of the week is the Washington football team. Before we talk about just the stats and why I like them, I just like that they might keep the name the Washington football team. They might even change their name to the Washington Football Club. I think that's hilarious. Good for them. They don't want to get creative. They don't want to spice
it
up.
Are they really talking about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some reports this week. They might keep that name.
I actually don't hate it. They're channeling their inner European football in them and just going with the Washington Football Club.
I could do a whole podcast on how stupid the Washington Football Club football team is. Why don't we get a group of third graders and interview all of them and say, hey, what team's the best? And they will all come up with a name better than that. And that's probably not trademark. That is the worst name in the world.
I think you're right, Trent. It's so basic that it's unique. And I think that's what they're thinking of. But anyway, talking about fantasy football, I like them versus the Panthers. We've been talking about their defensive front for a few weeks now. They're strong. The Panthers are not looking good, especially with McCaffrey out. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater will be getting anything going. And the football team needs this game a lot more than the Panthers. They want to make it to the playoffs. They want to solidify their spot. That's why I am going with Washington.
My defensive start of the week, I got the Bears versus the Jags. I just think supposedly the Jaguars are trying to win football games, they say. I like the Bears front seven. Bears are playing for playoffs, so I want the Bears. I like them this week.
James Robinson might be out. Gardner Minshew, he's nothing. Mike Glennon, he's nothing. Start any defense against
the Jaguars. Want Trevor Lawrence. The fans want Trevor Lawrence. If they want to get rid of their whole entire fan base, they go out there and try to win this game.
There will be plenty of sacks and plenty of turnovers in that game. I think it's a great call, Trent.
Yeti winner number 8. We got This Is Nazimus. I hope I'm saying your name, but you are a Yeti winner. Now let's go ahead and jump into our matchups. Our first matchup, we have the 3-10-1 Bengals at the 4-10 Texans. This looks like a toilet bowl to me. Jordan, what are the lines?
It's a 45.5 total, and the Texans are favored by 8.5 against the Bengals team who just upped with the Steelers. So that's a little interesting. I think the Houston Texans defense is not very good at all. And I think it's honestly Ryan Finley proved that he can at least is capable of leading an offense. So I think that line's a little too big, but
yeah, I don't think it's that big of a game when it comes to fantasy implications for fantasy championship owners. Hey, maybe you want to look at Giovanni Bernard. That Texans defense is vulnerable. Trent, what do you think?
Would you play T. Higgins? It looks like there's a lot of receivers not playing.
I wouldn't start T. Higgins.
Yeah, trust him. I think in DraftKings this week, Giovanni Bernard is 4,800. So that's really cheap for a running back in that great of a matchup. So Giovanni Bernard's probably going to be someone I'll be on this week.
I'm just not too excited. Maybe Brandon Cooks and Kiki QT. Those are other guys.
Cooks, you're probably starting Cooks if he's on your team.
Next game, we got the 5-9 New York Giants at the Ravens. Ravens, what's that line, Jordan?
So the Ravens are favored by 11, and it's a 45 total. So another game where we're not expecting a lot of offense. It's going to be a defensive battle. It'll be pretty ugly, I think.
Are you playing anyone on the Giants side of the ball?
I don't think so. I wouldn't. It looks like Daniel Jones is out. Colt McCoy's back at the helm for the Giants. I don't think you're starting any of those guys. Ingram, Slayton, Shepard. I think the Ravens will run wild.
I think you're starting. You're playing Lamar Jackson, like we talked about. Probably J.K. Dobbins.
You playing Marquise Brown?
I think you have to.
Honestly, I'm not a big wide receiver cornerback matchup guy, but I think it does depend if James Bradbury's back for the Giants. He missed last week. James Bradbury is another one of those really good corners. And if he's out there, he's probably covering Marquise Brown. And maybe I'm not starting Marquise Brown this week in a fantasy championship.
You starting Gus Edwards?
No.
J.K. Dobbins? He's solid. Yeah. And Mark Andrews for sure. Yeah. I don't like anyone on the Giants side. Maybe Evan Ingram. Maybe. That's just because tight end is so thin.
It might be the only three guys in that game you're playing is Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, and J.K. Dobbins. And Justin Tucker.
Willie Snead is maybe a DFS guy. Maybe.
Not even that matchup, no.
Watch him go off now. And then we got the 10-4 Browns at the 1-13 New York Jets. Browns are 9.5 and the total is 46.5. So the old Browns would lose this game. I think they're going to pound them.
Yeah, I think the Browns come out strong. They stop the Jets. The Jets came off a big win last week, which is surprising, but I like almost all Browns players in this game. Maybe not as much their running backs, but what do you think, Jordan?
Yeah. I see. I'm on the opposite.
Starting Chubb and Hunt, probably.
Yeah, I've been for that all pod. I'm not as big on the Browns passing game as you guys. I like the running game. I know the Jets defense is better against the run, but the Browns, man, they just know how to run the ball with Chubb and Hunt and his two guys. They're going to wear that Jets defense down. And I think it turns into a big Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt game.
Okay, there's a running back on the waiver wire. He had 21 carries last week. Would you pick him up and start him this week if you're in the championship?
Volume. Who is that guy?
His name's Frank Gore.
I'm not playing Frank Gore.
No, I wouldn't start him against the Browns. I think if you're in the championship, you probably have better players than
that. I think you got a touchdown. Hey,
Hunt is tough, though. I mean, I'm in a position where I'm in the championship, and Hunt, he's very inconsistent, and I'm just going to bank on the volume this week that he gets a lot of carries against the Jets.
You're right. Our 9th Yeti winner of the day, of the show, it is Coleman H. at familytreefarms.com. I must be a Christmas tree website or something. I don't know. Coleman, thank you for entering. Congratulations. We will send you your Yeti mug in the mail.
People are actually using their work emails.
I guess they don't care. There's just, maybe he doesn't have another email. I don't know. Hey, we had over 579 entries, believe it or not.
Hey, respect to Coleman. I hope you enjoy this mug. This will be personally signed by me, and I hope you enjoy
it. He sounds like an alcoholic.
Just make sure your boss doesn't find out that you're using your work email for personal.
He could get in trouble. He doesn't care knowing that guy. He probably doesn't have a very good job either, though. Anyways, we got the 5-9 Denver Broncos traveling to the 5-9 LA Chargers Melvin Gordon revenge game. Jordan, what is the line?
Yeah, so we have a total of 48.5 in this game, and the Chargers are favored by 3.5.
Broncos receiver's name. What's his name?
Tim Patrick.
Are you playing Timothy Pats?
I would not. I don't know what the Denver offense is doing over there. It's depressing times down in Denver. I like the Chargers in this game. I think the Chargers get another divisional win. You know, there's not a lot on the line other than pride. Jordan, what do you think about
this? What about that tight end at Denver?
I like Noah Fant. I think
he was big last week.
It's tough to trust Drew Lock in any game. And it's a good matchup. Like we talked about, I'd almost prefer the running backs. I prefer Melvin Gordon. He's probably my favorite Bronco in this game. And on the Chargers side, I love Justin Herbert. And wait, guys, what are we doing with Keenan Allen this week?
If he looks at the camera and says, don't sit me, I might just drop him and hope that my guy I'm playing picks him up. I don't know. I'm playing him as of now.
I'm playing him, but I'm not expecting anything out of him. He'll probably have like under 100 yards. My guess would be no touchdowns either. I think they're going to try and get him to that 1,000-yard mark on the season, then just play it safe.
Like I said, I think you watch the practice reports this week and see how much he's doing in practice. That could probably tell you. If he's limited all week, maybe you're worried. If he gets in a full practice on Friday, I would feel a little bit better about it.
If Keenan Allen doesn't play, I expect a big game out of Hunter Henry again, though.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, and then we're going to go into our next game. We got the mighty 4-9-1 Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys, who are 5-9. What's the line, Jordan?
So we have the Eagles favored by 2, and it's a 49.5 total. So we almost hit that 50 mark on the total. It's a high total, and I think a lot of that has to do with a bad Dallas defense and an electric Jalen Hurts right now.
Jalen Hurts has played a lot of games in that Dallas stadium going back to his college days, so he is used to playing games there. Who are you playing on the Cowboys side of the ball? Pollard, if he's the starter, but I think Zeke's going to play.
No, I don't think he is, Trent. I think Zeke is out this week, and I think Pollard's back.
If Pollard's back, he's going to be pretty good, I think.
For DFS purposes this week, I think this could be a sneaky shootout. I like this game. I think CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, I like those two guys. I think they're more consistent, and they're the better plays than Amari Cooper this week.
Any receivers on the Philadelphia side that you like?
I like Dallas Goedert, and I think Jalen Reagor. I still think Jalen Reagor, this is probably more a DFS thing.
I think
DFS.
He might be injured, though. I think
Jalen Reagor injured?
Yeah, I think he has a doubtful or questionable mark on him. I'm not too confident.
Gallup left last game. Is he playing?
Yeah, I saw Gallup. He didn't practice either. McCarthy didn't give him
I think Gallup practiced in full today, though. Okay. I did look at that.
And then we have that is going to be a fun game. Yeah. I think CD is going to have a good game. That's just a gut feeling I have. Miles Sanders. You're playing him if you have him.
I think he's in a great matchup this week. I like it a lot, Miles Sanders.
All right. Our next matchup, we have the 9-5 Rams at the 10-4 Seattle Seahawks. What's our line?
So we have the Seahawks are favored by 1.5, and it's a 47.5 total. So that's an interesting game. That's going to be a heck of a game. I think that game is more of a better real-life game than a fantasy game.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Rams need this game a lot more for playoffs than the Seattle Seahawks do, and I think I actually like the Rams to bounce back and win this game. We've been talking about Russ. We've been including him a lot of starter sit questions, and I don't think he'll have that great of a game. I like the Rams in this game.
Yeah, I think the Rams bounce back after that Jets loss, and they put it on them.
I don't think I'm playing either quarterback. Last time Goff played the Seahawks, he threw for 300 yards and no touchdowns. And I think the Seahawks defense is better now, but no Cam Akers. I'm just staying away from both quarterbacks.
So let's talk about real quick the Rams backfield. Do you trust Sean McVay at all with those Rams? Because we have Cam Akers is out this week.
I think that, what's his name, Henderson gets all the carries. Malcolm Brown gets the red zone carries.
Yeah, so, I agree. I think it's a hard 50-50. One guy gets the points in yards, the other guy gets his point in touchdowns. But I don't think the points are high for either guy.
It is still early in the week, but I do think Daryl Henderson will end up being a very popular DraftKings play this week.
I think so, too. It's just from
he's very cheap. He's 4,500, and if he looks like he's going to get most of the work, he's probably going to end up being a plug-and-play.
Russ is not dangerous for right now, that's for sure.
Dangerous start, if anything.
Yeah. Next game, we got this might be the game of the week. 10-4 Titans at the Green Bay Packers, who are 11-3 on Sunday Night Football. What's our line?
So we have the Packers favored by 3, so a field goal, and it's the biggest total on the week at 56. So it's going to be a high flying game. I think a lot of fireworks in that game. Another one. I'm just excited to watch this football game.
Yeah, I'm loving this game. I'm going to watch it. I think the Titans have a lot to prove. They want to prove they're for real. They want a good spot in the playoffs. And I think same thing on Green Bay. They don't want to give up this game at home. Rodgers doesn't want to have a bummer of a game on Sunday Night Football, but I don't think the Packers can stop Derrick Henry.
See, I'm going to go on a hot take. This is a hot take here, and I think Derrick Henry has less than 20 fantasy points this week.
Do you think he has less than 100 yards?
I think he has less than 100 yards. So
Packers defense has been sneakily better against the run as of late, but I just think
they are going to try to make Ryan Tannehill beat them. They'll stack the box, and they'll leave their corners like Jaire Alexander in one-on-one coverage against A.J. Brown. And maybe this is wishful thinking because I'm playing Derrick Henry in the championship this week, but I just think Derrick Henry's not in the matchups he has been the last couple weeks.
So do you know who has the highest scoring offense in the NFL?
Is it the Titans?
It's the Titans. And it's in Lambeau. It's going to be cold. This is going to be a thriller. I don't think either defense is good. I think it's going to be a shootout. The Titans want to win. They got to keep Rodgers off the field where he's nice and cold next to his buddy Jordan Love.
So Trent, who do you think who wins?
I think I'm going to make this my upset of the week with Green Bay at a 3.5-point favorite. I think Titans win this. They need it.
I think so too, but it sounds like Jordan's going the other way.
But Rodgers is good in December and Lambeau. So this is a gutsy upset of the week for me. I'm not confident in it.
I wouldn't bet this line, but I think the Packers do win this game. But I think at the end of the day,
it's going to be a nail biter.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I think every player in this game, you just start them. Corey Davis, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, Robert Tonyan. You're starting all of them.
Should we watch it in the Dude Den with Coco?
It's a fantasy.
Jonu Smith. You're starting Jonu Smith.
I don't know if you're starting Jonu Smith.
You don't think Corey Davis?
Corey Davis, yes.
And A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah. I love this game. Hey, let's watch it.
Okay. And then our last game, we got our Monday Night Football. Last Yeti Cup of the night. Thank you all for staying with this long show. But Yeti number 10, we have Seth Costi at gmail.com. You are our final Yeti winner. Until next year, guys, we got some more giveaways coming. Thank you for playing. We got the 11-3 Bills at the New England Patriots, Monday Night Football. What's our line?
Yeah, so we have the Bills favored by a whole touchdown or 7 points, and it's a 46 total. So I think this is going to be an ugly game in the cold Sunday
night. Possibly bad weather.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an ugly game. But at the end of the day, the Buffalo Bills might be one of the best teams in football right now. Josh Allen is playing out of his mind, and I think the Bills actually end up.
It's the Bills' chance to finally stick it to the Patriots. And did the Bills win last time they played, or did the Patriots win?
I think the Patriots won last time.
It's not a great matchup for Beasley, though.
No. Yeah, I think you feel really comfortable about starting Josh Allen. Samuel loves the running back, Zach Moss, in this game. And I think Stephon Diggs.
The Bills did win last time. This is their first chance to sweep the Patriots, I think, in a long time.
Is there anyone on the Patriots side that you would play?
Would you play Cam Newton? No. I don't like him.
Jacoby Myers?
I don't think you play him.
News on the Patriots side, Damian Harris is out, so Sony Michel will be getting that lead role, but I just hate
Patriot running backs. I don't think I'll draft one ever again within the top 8 rounds.
It could be one of those weird James White games.
Hey, this could be a 28-7 game or something like that. I could easily see it being a 28-7 game with the Bills.
Cole Beasley's been hot. I was reading something though about the Patriots are really good against the slot receiver though. I can't remember my source. I really wish I could, but I just heard something weird about Cole Beasley not being super great. But Diggs is hurt. But I think he's playing.
Yeah, I think he will be. Some good fantasy unrelated news is the Bills might be having fans by the playoffs. I saw they're working on a little proposition to get 7,000 fans in by the playoffs. That'd be awesome. I'd love to see the Bills.
Tables will be breaking.
Yes. Yes. The Bills deserve this more than anyone, and I hope they're out there rooting
Bills
for
Bills Mafia will be alive and well. All right. With that, that has been our matchups. And Merry Christmas, dudes. You guys got any closing remarks? We got to go caroling after this and take Christmas card pictures.
Yeah.
Check out our site. We got Christmas cards coming. Closing remarks, guys.
I'm warming up my singing voice. I'm pumped for this fantasy year. You know, I wish we had another 16 weeks. We didn't even know it would happen back in September. We made it to the last week. The NFL made it to the last week. I'm glad we're playing fantasy football.
Jordan?
Yeah, guys. Have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy time with your family. Enjoy watching sports all Christmas, all weekend, all Christmas weekend. We get sports on the TV. Good luck in your fantasy championships, and good luck as always in your DFS contest.
And I just got off the phone with our sponsor earlier, Enter the Crest. It looks like we will be back next year. We're gonna do some off season episodes, maybe once a week, maybe three episodes a week next year. We will see what happens. But this has been your Yeti giveaway episode. Check us out for our Christmas card on our website, our Twitter page, @TFFDudes. Merry Christmas, guys. See you next week. We're doing our Fantasy Football Dudes Award Show. See who we gave our awards to. It's going to be a lot of fun. Merry Christmas.